I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. Yes, it's ETF of the week time, and that means Tom Lydon is in the house. Tom is the editor at ETF Trends, which you'll find online at etftrends.com. And they have everything you need to know if you're going to be a long-term buyer, holder, trader of ETFs. Stuff on the industry, stuff on the individual funds, all the information you could want. ETFtrends.com is the website. At ETFtrends is the Twitter handle. And Tom is also on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Your ETF of the week is...
the New Shares Enhanced Yield U.S. Aggregate Bond ETF, ticker symbol NUAG.
NUAG, NUAG, New Shares Enhanced Yield U.S. Aggregate Bond. Enhanced yield. That is kind of industry jargon. Now, sometimes industry jargon bad, sometimes it's pretty good. What I understand of this fund is that enhanced yield and new shares is basically, hey, we've got an alternative bond ETF here, right?
That's right. And sometimes enhanced yield, people might think, well, is that more risky? Or are we talking about high yield? Are we talking about overall greater risk? We're really talking about enhanced yield compared to the industry benchmark. So, Chuck, allow me to kind of go down the path here a little bit of fixed income ETF 101 education. Most financial advisors tend to peg their clients' fixed income allocation to the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index, which really has been the benchmark for not only the advisor industry, but the institutional industry for a long period of time. The thing is, that index doesn't look the way it did 10 years ago. It's actually the duration has been longer, and with longer duration, sometimes you get greater yield. And also the credit quality has actually dropped off a little bit too. So for the average investor that may have been investing, whether it be in a mutual fund or an ETF, in the Barclays Ag, it's not what it used to be, and investors need to understand that. So what Nuveen has done in creating these new shares ETFs is specific to this ETF, gone in, looked at the good parts of the Barclays Aggregate Index, and those areas that might be a little bit more risky, especially considering that we're in a rising interest rate environment. And in a rising interest rate environment, it tends to be that the U.S. Treasury component that's mostly tied to interest rates is the most susceptible. Really, corporate bonds and even high-yield corporate bonds don't necessarily do poorly during a good economic environment when there's a rising rate. However, the Treasuries are somewhat more challenged. So what they've done is they've gone in and they've created even better quality as far as credit ratings. They've actually shortened duration a little bit and actually boosted yield. So without moving too much off the Barclays Ag, they've made a few tweaks here that have provided an alternative to the Barclays Ag, something that's a little bit more conservative in nature, a little bit more balanced over to corporates and high yields that can offer a greater yield and really greater diversification, because the Barclays Ag, the way it's set up today, is way heavy on the Treasury side.
Now, the truth is most people have a bond fund, or bond funds, plural. This is an alternative, but are you taking the money from other bond funds? Are you taking it from your high yield funds? Is there a specific way that you think this fits into and either enhances or adds to a bond portfolio? So how does somebody decide to do this without, you know, suddenly taking their portfolio and making it dramatically more conservative or whatever?
Well, first and foremost, if you're an individual investor and you're interested in yield and you're making all your own decisions and you aren't pegged to a benchmark like the institutions are and like advisors are, you're running out there a little bit aggressively on your own. So by looking at the Barclays Ag and the structure, that will give you some type of benchmark and, most importantly, some diversification. On the other hand, today with ETFs, there's so many alternative choices out there, not just components that you see in treasuries, corporates, but also their specific asset classes, might be bank loans, for example, or even foreign allocations in developed nations, or even emerging market debt offers some great opportunity. I think for the average investor today, if you haven't lifted up the hood and looked to see specifically how you're allocated in fixed income, now's the time to do it. It's also a good time to say, am I overweight in certain fixed income asset classes or underweight in others that might be doing quite well? You're not going to get in trouble if you're looking at the Barclays aggregate over an extended period of time. However, it will take into account some different choices that you have as far as less exposure to treasuries in a rising rate environment and maybe getting a little bit more high yield with good credit quality corporates and higher yielding bonds that can further diversify your portfolio. So, to your question, there's a lot of actively managed mutual funds that are out there. Some do a great job, some frankly stink, as you know. So what we need to do is say, look, if you're doing well, is it because you're taking too much risk, or are you doing well because you have a good manager? For those that are kind of lousy, is it worth paying that management fee? Is it worth not having the tax advantages that ETFs have? Those are other things to think about.
200-day moving average play?
Absolutely. Unless you have a long-term fixed income portfolio and you're pegged to the Barclays Ag, I would peel off a chunk of that and put it into Newegg because it's going to further diversify and further protect against downside risk.
There you have it, the ETF of the week. It's NewShares Enhanced Yield U.S. Aggregate Bond, Newegg, NUAG, the ticker symbol, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
We'll talk with Tom next week, but if you can't wait to get more information, go to ETFtrends.com because Tom is the editor of the site and they have information on all of the ETF of the week picks, but on everything related to the ETF business. You can also follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom's on Twitter, so you can follow him at Tom Lydon. This was a great way to start the Thursday show, but there's much more money life to live, and we're going to do it right after this message. Stay tuned.